That mental focus is absolutely needed for teams when they are dealing with injuries, when they're dealing with losses. We talked about how the Nuggets buckle down and knock off the Thunder, the top team in the West, without Jamal Murray and without Aaron Gordon. Joining us to talk about the Colorado Avalanche, who are healing, who are getting better, is Arif Dean, the host of the Ringside with Arif Dean podcast. And Arif, obviously a big win for the Avs. It's not as if beating the Kraken a couple nights ago was the big part of it. They did beat the Kraken, but it's who did it. Nathan MacKinnon gets 5 assists. Cale Makar gets a pair of assists. More about him in a minute. But Arturi Lehkonen back in the fold, gets over on the goal scoring list right off the bat, scores the go-ahead goal for the Avs. First reaction about getting Arturi Lehkonen back, and then let's talk a little bit about Cale Makar, who had to leave that game. Arif,
I was muted. I'm so sorry.
Gotcha.
There we are.
Right? It's always
first,
fun.
First reaction is it helps. I mean, the reality is, like, if you look at the lineup the Avalanche had against the Kraken, you know, compared to a couple of weeks prior, all he does is replace what Ross Colton was doing on that top line. But it goes a little bit further than that. Ross Colton was playing great. I am not saying anything against Ross Colton, but there are a handful of guys, four to be exact, that MacKinnon and Rantanen have developed chemistry and comfortability with. Gabe Landeskog, Val Nichushkin, Jonathan Drouin, and Arturi Lehkonen. Ross Colton filled in admirably, but the MacKinnon-Rantanen pairing, finally getting one of those four guys back, is huge. They had half a game with Drouin. They haven't had anything with Landeskog, obviously, or Nichushkin or Lehkonen. So just bringing him back in the lineup helps immensely. It would have been great to still have a healthy Ross Colton, because then he can play on the wing with Mittelstadt. But obviously, that's a question for another day. Just bringing Lehkonen back in the lineup makes everybody more comfortable. I know the Avalanche had a lot of production on the power play, and Lehkonen was part of that as well. But Mikko Rantanen scores two goals, one of them an empty netter. He hadn't scored in 9 games. He had only one goal, the one that was 9 games ago. That was his only goal since an opening night hat trick in the loss to Vegas. So it was big for Rantanen. It was also big for Nathan MacKinnon. 5 assists. First 5 assist game for the Avalanche since 2003. Some guy named Peter Forsberg. Like, these are big players playing big games and doing big things. Arturi Lehkonen made the world of difference, even on the penalty kill, on the power play, even strength. Played over 22 minutes and just fit like a glove. Like, you couldn't feel better about this team knowing that there are still other big names very, very soon joining the lineup, and just one of them made the world of a difference.
Yeah, that's part is very exciting. And in Makar's case, at least the latest appears to be he may be able to even go tonight. The undisclosed injury, Jared Bednar said he tweaked something. He tried to go. He came back for like a shift in the third period against Kraken and then did not return. Is your indication that whatever that was is minor enough that he may play tonight against the Jets?
Yeah, so it's a lower body injury. That's about the extent of what we know. But also, we do know that, obviously, I'm not in Winnipeg. I'm in Denver looking at about 2 feet of snow outside of my window here to my left. Right. What we do know is that Cale Makar was part of the morning skate about an hour or so ago. And not only was he part of the morning skate, but he was running the top power play unit, which is a good sign that, you know, if he is going to play, they're basically saying, okay, let's test it as if you are going to play. Let's put you on those main shifts, on those main lines. So big opportunity for him to play. But you know what? The way that I see it, even if he doesn't play tonight, which would be so unbelievably unfortunate because the point streak would end with a game where you're injured. If he doesn't play tonight, the fact that it's, 5 hours before puck drop and we're still wondering if he is going to play tonight says to me that if he misses a game, it might only be a game. Or if he doesn't play Saturday, it's probably only going to be 2 games. That in itself is big news. It's not a week to week. It's not a, he's going to miss a few games. It's not, Bednar for sure saying he's not going to Winnipeg. He's not playing on Saturday. No, it's he was at morning skate running the top power play unit. If he doesn't play today, it's still a good sign that he's going to play soon.
Yeah, that obviously is a very, very good sign about guys that are playing soon. We'll get into more of that in a moment because obviously the Avs have the game against Winnipeg tonight, and then they'll have a game against Carolina, and something significant might happen in between. But let's not ignore tonight's game. Winnipeg is the best team in the league, 24 points, 12-1. If you haven't been paying attention to the early going of the NHL and you're saying, wait a minute, the Winnipeg Jets? Yes, the Winnipeg Jets. They have an array of guys over 10 points. It's not as if they get it done the way with the Avs do with a couple of big guys. guys, McKinnon and McCarr, 1 and 2 in the league in points in the NHL. But the Jets find a way to get it done with an awful lot of depth and talent and opportunistic scoring. They obviously lead the division that the Avs are in. How important is this game, if not necessarily to win, but just to get a benchmark of the Avs where they are now, as beaten up as they are now, against a team that, look, at a certain point, I know you're only 13 games in, but if you win 12 of those 13 games, if you're going to fade, it's not going to happen fast.
Yeah. I mean, the reality of the Avs' schedule, and obviously you're not in control of this. You can only play the schedule ahead of you, but you know, I'm going to go through this really quickly. The Vegas Golden Knights, the New York Islanders, the Boston Bruins, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I believe those are the only four teams, and the Nashville Predators, five teams out of what, 13 games that the Avalanche have played so far have been against teams that made the playoffs a season ago. So they've been playing a lot of bad teams, a lot of Seattle's, Anaheim's, Utah didn't make the playoffs. They obviously, you know, started with Columbus on at home, like just a lot of bad teams. So for the Avalanche to start to win some of these games against these tougher teams would be massive for them. It would be really big for them. And it starts with the best of the bunch. I think with the Winnipeg Jets, we, you know, me specifically, and I know a lot of, you know, other reporters did this too, is they kind of, you know, didn't quite think of them. They kind of wrote them off. Why? Because they acquired Sean Monahan and Tyler Toffoli at the deadline, and both of them walked. And then they had Brendan Dillon also leave. I believe he went to Ottawa, if I remember correctly. So they had a lot of guys go out the door. But the reality is Toffoli and Monahan were brought in at the trade deadline. So this is, and they were at the trade deadline. They were one of the best teams in the NHL, one of the top teams in the West, and they were better than the Avalanche in the standing. So the team that carried them 60, 65 games deep last year is the same team they have now, but they also have young guys that are stepping into bigger roles, guys like Cole Perfetti. The young defenseman, Dylan Sandberg, is another name that comes to mind. So a lot of these guys are playing in the positions that they should be in. Gabriel Velarde is a guy that missed most of the regular season last year. He's got 11 points in 13 games. Cole Perfetti, I mentioned him, 11 points in 13 games. And Kyle Connor's playing out of his mind, 19 points, 9 goals in 13 games. So their top guys that were there last year are still their top guys this year, and they're still doing their thing. And of course, you know, talk about the playoffs all you want. We're not in the playoffs. We're in November. Connor Hellebuck is one of the best goaltenders in the NHL, if not the best. And if he could just have one or two great playoff runs, it would be no question that he's the best. So this is a great team that is going to be a great test for the Avalanche. And you know, I know you haven't mentioned this yet, but Alexander Georgiev is getting the starting goal. And I love that move. I absolutely love it. I think the Avalanche are doing the right thing with Justus Annunen, giving him a lot of starts. But this is Jared Bednar looking at Georgiev. Even if you're a fan and you want him to be the backup, you want him to be playing well. Even if you want Annunen playing three of the next five games, you want Georgiev in his two games. You want to have some comfort in knowing that he can win you a game. So this is Bednar looking at him and saying, hey, you know, the team you beat four times in a row last March or April or whatever it was, we're going to send you out there. They're 12-1. Go win a game.
Yeah, that's obviously a big part of it. Georgiev, 1-4 on the year with a 4.62 goals against and an 8.22 save percentage. It has been an abject disaster. There's no possible way to spin it. And Annunen's been better. The win loss a lot better, but even the save percentage not at 90%. So it's not as if you have a heavy stopper here in Annunen that you can say, yeah, we'll just go get a win tonight. What is the latest on Valeri Nichushkin? Obviously, the Avs earlier in the week felt that return was coming. Jared Bednar even came close to mentioning a date, which he's not likely to do, I think, unless you know what's coming down the pike. What is the latest with Nichushkin's status?
The latest is I'm taking Jared Bednar's word for what it was. A week from tomorrow, November 15th, not 13th, Colorado Avalanche hosts the Washington Capitals, and Valeri Nichushkin will be in the lineup. He mentioned, so, you know, the 13th is the first eligible date that he'll be reinstated. It sounds like the NHL has given Jared some kind of, you know, confirmation, some kind of like confidence in saying, hey, you know, we're not going to have him ready to be reinstated for that game on the 13th, but he will be ready on the 15th, assuming nothing happens between now and then, which he's on the right track. He's doing all the right things. He's with the team. He's practicing. Whatever it is that you have to do through the NHLPA assistance program, player assistance program, it sounds like Nichushkin is completing it and doing an admirable job at it. So Bednar mentioned the 15th, and then a couple questions later, I kind of doubled down with him. I asked him, you know, just to confirm, to clarify, are you saying that the 15th is the first day he's eligible to play, or you're going to have him in the lineup? He said, that's the same question. He's playing the 15th. So he doubled down on it. Yeah.
It
so
sure feels like he knows that's happening.
Yeah. It's basically saying Nichushkin's, you know, keeping himself clean, doing whatever he needs to do. You guys will have him on November 15th. He was practicing with the team. He looks great. If Arturi Lehkonen, who hasn't played in 172 days, is any kind of indication, Valeri Nichushkin, who's going to play his first game in 182 games, he's going to fit like a glove. He's done it before, you know, with 2-3-4 month absences coming in and just making an instant impact. We just saw Lehkonen do it. Val looks incredible at practices. Like Nathan MacKinnon said, back at media day, I expect him to come in and being in shape like he always is. And that's exactly what Val's done. So
we have shoulder surgery like Lehkonen was.
No. Yeah. That's the other beauty. There was no, you know,
there's no physical rehab component.
Physical recovery. That's the word I was looking for. There's no physical recovery. There was a recovery process, but it wasn't physical. He's still in the gym. He's still doing his thing. 8 more days, 4 more games. Val Nichushkin will be in the lineup. Straightforward as that to me.
Wow, that's obviously exciting. What does that mean for the younger players? Ivan gets a goal against the Kraken as well. We know he's kind of he's done a lot that you like, but he's probably one of those guys that's a little bit on the border for the Avs as they continue to get healthier. Out of the young players, I think you and I agree that Kovalenko's sticking. We understand
He's
not going anywhere. But some of the other younger players that you look at, Ivan's the first one I look at.
Yep.
What have you seen? Has he continued to grow enough for the Avs to feel like, hey, you know what? He can contribute here. And as we get healthier, we think he's going to be a part of this going forward.
I think so. I mean, I think if you have 12 healthy, if you have your fully healthy forward group, put Landeskog aside, so I'm not including him.
Right.
If you have the other guys healthy, so that's Miles Wood, Ross Colton, Jonathan Drouin, your 12th forward is either Joel Kiviranta or Ivan. And then there's also Parker Kelly in there. So between the three of them, I could see, unless Landeskog comes back, without Landeskog, I can see the Avalanche looking at Ivan and being like, you've made it hard for us to send you down. You're going to be our 13th forward / healthy scratch with a little bit of line juggling, you know, just like they do on defense. When you're playing X team, we need somebody more like a Joel Kiviranta to kill penalties. When we're playing Y team, we need someone like Ivan to help us score goals. So I think that's what's going to end up happening. This is actually what I'm going to write about my weekly Monday notebook on ColoradoHockeyNow.com. I'm writing about this next week. So just a little bit of a teaser of it. This is the first time that I've seen in the Nathan MacKinnon era that when the Avalanche are very injured and have young guys to call up, they're actually guys that are making an impact. This isn't, and no disrespect to these other names, this isn't Martin Kaut and Sampo Ranta. This isn't Oscar Alausen and Jean-Luc Foudy. This isn't waiver wire pickups like Dryden Hunt or trades like Dennis Malgin. This is Ivan, young guy. Nikita Prashepov, who's been pretty damn good, young guy. Nikolai Kovalenko, who, you know, it wasn't a guarantee that he's a top 12 guy. We kind of assumed it. He's all but guaranteed that. Callum Ritchie, we saw, you know, signs of his skill set, and we saw flashes of his brilliance, and that's going to be a guy as well. So this is the first time, in my opinion, that I've seen the Avalanche be very injured, call up guys, and finally look at them and be like, oh, we actually have something here. We're not rushing to send, you know, Martin Kaut back down to the minors. We have something here in Ivan that's really going to help us this year and beyond.
Obviously, we'll find out tonight what they do against the Jets, a major, major contender. Obviously, they are terrific. 10 guys with 10 or more points.
I mean,
they are deep. They score in waves. You don't just put that against that top line, although that top line, obviously, with the Scheifele is dangerous. But this is a tough team to beat, and we'll get an idea what the Avs are on a measuring stick. But now that they have Lehkonen back, now that they basically know a week from tomorrow, Nichushkin will be back, I wonder if things will start to stabilize. But we'll find out how they play, obviously, tonight against Winnipeg, and then have an opportunity to check back with you hopefully next week as we get closer to Nichushkin's return and see how that is shaping up for the Avs. He is practicing with the team, so the idea of how the team's going to reincorporate him into the locker room, that's already underway, and there's been no reason to at least believe that it's a problem thus far. So for the Avalanche, I know it's been a wobbly start. It's been frustrating, but things are starting to turn around, and who knows, maybe they take a big leap forward with a win tonight. You want to follow Arif for all the latest, and of course check out Ringside with Arif Dean as well. Should be fun tonight. A good measuring stick for the Avs as they are, and also understanding how they can be as they start getting a little bit healthier here and there. Arif, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to joining you in the future.
Thanks so much, Arif Dean, joining us covering the Colorado Avalanche, the Avs 6-7 with an opportunity to take on the 12-1 Winnipeg Jets. As he pointed out, Alexander Georgiev will be in net with an opportunity to maybe start the turnaround of his season that he desperately needs. Remembering Georgiev's case, not only is he just trying to hold onto his roster spot, he's a free agent at the end of the year. This is a contract year for Georgiev, so the start has been disastrous. He's got to find out there and have a good game. He could even do that possibly without a win. You're going to have to stop a lot of shots tonight. We'll see how it shakes out. We'll have a chance to talk about it with Arif a little bit later. And of course, the good news, Lehkonen is back. Nichushkin is rather quickly coming back. Makar likely to play tonight, so that is relatively minor. And even with Ross Colton, who's out for 6 to 8 weeks, it's very different when you're talking about a broken bone as opposed to injuries to ligaments or something like that require surgery. You just have to wait. It will get better, and you don't have to worry about some of the things that you worry about when there are tears and things like that. So the Avs, all things getting on track when you're talking about their health. It's unfortunate they have to wait it out, but that's the way it goes. And in the meantime, you just try to keep your head above water. The Avs could get back to .500 tonight with a win over the Winnipeg Jets. We will be back at it tomorrow. Of course, it will be a Football Friday, and nobody does Football Friday like we do here at Mile High Sports and Mile High Sports Today. We take the college, we take the pros, we take the preps. We'll have Dan Moorman of Colorado Preps joining us to break down all of the high school playoffs that will be underway this weekend on the gridiron. Justin Adams from CBS News Colorado, a former Colorado Buffalo tight end, will talk us through the Buffs and the Texas Tech game that will happen on Saturday. Major opportunity for the Buffaloes. And we'll have Troy Rank joining us for the Broncos as they get ready to face the Chiefs. Looking forward to all of it tomorrow. Hopefully you will join us. Thanks to Arif Dean for breaking down the Avs, Ryan Blackburn, and the Nuggets. Make sure you give both of them a follow. Nate Lundy, if you missed any part of the show for Nate and his bets for Thursday Night Football, just drag it back a little bit here at YouTube, or make sure you subscribe and you can go check it out at any time. We'll talk a little bit about that big Thursday Night Football game as well, because it does have major ramifications for the AFC playoff picture and the Denver Broncos in particular. So Football Friday coming up for you. Danny Bailey, he's the man that makes everything work behind the glass. Always appreciate what Danny's doing, but we do it for you. Thanks to all of you. However you're catching the program, whether you've subscribed or whether you're listening to it on your time, hey, doesn't matter. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to getting that back at it tomorrow on a Football Friday. Broncos and Chiefs right here. I'm Sean Drotar. This is Mile High Sports.